today's gospel reading, we read about living water. Oftentimes in Christianity, we talk about living water and life-giving fonts, but it is the living water that we're talking about today is a type of a water, or it's a two types of water. One is the spiritual and one is the physical. So when the woman at the well went to Jesus and he asked her to give him some water, and she was surprised because the Jew would ask a Samaritan woman, and he said, if you knew who was saying this, you would ask for living water and you will never thirst again. Now the two meanings of this living water is the physical meaning. The living water is running water. Now you can imagine if you're gone through a desert and you're very, very hot and very, very thirsty, and you had a dug well, which is basically a hole in the ground, and it filters through the sand and the limestone as water. It's not clear water, but it's water. It's drinkable water. And next to it is running a brook, a rushing brook with water running in it. Says, so which would you prefer to drink from? I think we would all say that brook, clear, clean water being aerated. The water and the flavor of that water would be much better than the water in the pond or in the well. Now this is what Jesus was talking about on two levels. He says, I will give you living water. He says, I will give you a better water, a better quality water than what's in this well. Not only that, but the living water has another characteristic. Sometimes wells go dry, because especially in that part of the world, because a well is only so deep and the water table is at a certain level. And if it's a drought or something like that, the water table will go down low. But a river that's coming from far off will always have water running through it. It might become a little less, but it will always have the water running through it. Now we're talking about a river that's coming from someplace else. We're not talking about a local little drainage from the local hills. We're talking about a big river. We're talking about living water, rushing water. Pure water, clean water. Okay, this is what he's talking about. But it's also is when in that time period, they didn't know where this water came from, because they were locals. They know that it comes from up there someplace. They know that some people tried walking up the river for days and never got to the end of it. They know these things, but they don't know where it came from. And they don't know where it was going. You know, in Scripture it tells us that the Holy Spirit is like the wind. No one knows where it comes from, and no one knows where it goes, but its presence is felt. And living water is also like the Holy Spirit, or I should say the Holy Spirit is like the living water, because this living water we drink and it satisfies us, and more is coming. It's constantly coming and replenishing itself, and we don't know where it comes from or where it goes. So he is saying to this woman, I will give you living water. I will give you the water of the Holy Spirit. I will give you eternal life, that there is no beginning and there is no end to God. And there is no beginning and there is no end to flowing water. It is the living water that we seek. In this world, sometimes we're torn between, do we want the physical things or do we want the spiritual things? Sometimes we want to quench our physical thirst And yet we allow our spirits to dry up. We have to always not only quench our bodies, but we have to quench our spirit. And the only way to quench our spirit is with the Holy Spirit. The only way to quench our body is with water. Now, we would never allow ourselves, if water is available, we would never prohibit ourselves from drinking this water. If we're thirsty, we're going to die of thirst. And if there's water in front of us, we're going to drink it. But we never think that spiritually we're going to die if we don't partake of the spiritual living water that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has provided for us. We must always partake of Him. We must partake of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord says that the only thing that will stop us from being forgiven, that will block us from salvation, is if we reject the Holy Spirit. And it's the same, if we reject water, we will die. If we reject the Holy Spirit, we will die. We must accept the living water in order to live. My friends, when we come to church, we come to receive that living water. And this living water is not a pond. It should not be a pond that we, or a container or a vase. We should receive the living water, but if we don't extend that living water out to others, then it's not living water anymore. Living water has to be dynamic. It has to be moving. So we are a conduit for the Holy Spirit. We're not a basin to collect the Holy Spirit. We are like a hose that takes it to different places. It's critical, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, says that we are this conduit. God is the living water, and we are the ones that He speaks through. We are the ones that He acts through. We are the ones that people see. We are the ones that people can relate to. We are the ones that can take the living water to others and bring them life. Life everlasting. Not just physical life. Life forever. We are partners in salvation. God came and He wanted to save the world. And He took us on as partners. Whoever accepts salvation is a partner in bringing salvation to others. There's many, many ways that we do that in this community. Some actually are going out and others are helping and supporting them. But this is what's critical, is that we continue doing this. That we continue and grow this ministry of taking the Word of God, taking living water out to those who are thirsty. If we don't do that, we are nothing but a stagnant pond. And even though if you're dying of thirst, you might take a sip from this pond, that's not our preference. And the pond, the water in it is sickening, and it will make us sick. So we can never be stagnant. We must always be dynamic. We must always be the living water of Jesus Christ.